Text numéro 7. Android clone versus human. Will you be able to tell the difference at work? Professor Hiroshi Ishiguro, Director, Intelligent Robotics Laboratory at Osaka University, Japan, is so busy he needs a clone to keep up with his work schedule. But Ishiguro created one, a near-perfect mechanical likeness of silicon skin, actuators, electronics, and his own hair, which he operates remotely via the internet. It means Ishiguro can be in two places at once. He regularly sends his robot to give lectures at conferences around the world. It's very convenient, he says. Of course, his robot can't answer questions. He has to do that himself. But the lecture is automated. Although his robot remains seated, it speaks in his voice and his likeness is readily accepted by others. It is, he says, like having a twin brother, only odder. That is a very strange feeling. I cannot accept the android face as my face, but other people completely accept the android face as my face. Social robots are likely to soon be integrated into both our home and working lives, something that has obvious implications for employment and social welfare. Reports say that within the next 10 to 20 years, up to 40% of the Australian workforce might be replaced by automation. That's more than 5 million jobs. Androids could soon be employed as receptionists, tour guides, even surgeons. Despite their oddness, robots could have some advantages in roles normally performed by humans. For example, Ishiguro's robots may be used to test for autism in children. Human eye movement is very complicated, he says. Kids with autism cannot focus or gaze on the human's eyes, but they can gaze on the android's eyes. So this is another form of cognitive science and maybe neuroscience. Similarly, experiments show that the elderly, particularly those afflicted by dementia, may relate better to robots than to their human caregivers. Machines are simply easier to trust. But Ishiguro knows that for robots to be accepted in human society, particularly in the workforce, we need to be able to get along with them, and that means making them look and behave more like us. In the near future, we may struggle to tell the difference. Of course, we are improving the android technology every year, and we are improving the materials and the facial expressions and features, he says. He cites an experiment with an android receptionist used in a company in Japan. 80% of people couldn't tell the difference. They just said hello to the android, he says. The other 20% of people, maybe they thought there was something wrong, maybe not human. But the technology can cheat 80% of people if the android behaves like a receptionist. A receptionist is quite simple. Adapted from The Guardian, November 2016.